You're listening to the John Tory Podcast from News Talk 1010.
Darius Mohsen of Soheil Mohsen is a Toronto businessman, and he was over there and saw what this dispute can cause to happen firsthand. Good afternoon, Mr. Mohsen.
Hello, John. How are you?
Fine, thank you. You're back in Toronto safe and sound, and that's good.
Yes, I have all my digits still.
So. Well, that's good. Tell me, you know, how was the experience? Did you really feel like you were sort of from some kind of an enemy state once they got on to you about trying to enforce the rules?
No, I want to be very clear. Everyone was very polite and professional. And I have to keep reminding myself that these new visa requirements were just started, I believe, January 1st. So it was a new process for everyone. And my basic beef was that on the visa that I was provided, it didn't have a classification field as to whether it was a one-entry or a multiple-entry visa.
So it really was a technicality, and you say you were treated very politely, but I think your feeling would be, because you do business over there, obviously, that we should try to find a way to get this resolved because it's not helping business, it's not helping anything.
That's true, and I think the status quo right now of having a standoff is not good, and I think we need a check valve to kind of look at things in an analytical way. I mean, I work in a family business, and I have for over 20 years, so... you know, when we deal with problems, we look at them not in an environment of anger or do things in a knee-jerk way. And I, you know, I think that the government can put together a special envoy. I did have a very constructive conversation with the PMO yesterday evening, as well as Michael Ignatieff and Bob Ray. And I reiterated that I did not want this to be turned or spun into a political weapon. This is an apolitical situation that is important to Canada and the viability of businesses that have been sucker punched over the last 3 years and are desperate to find new markets to sell our wares, our technology. We've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in our R&D, and because of the strength of the Canadian dollar, our arms are tied and becoming competitive in the United States. In fact, there's American companies moving up here. And it's like a bad scene in the Discovery Channel. You know, we're fighting for market share. And so when we see that there are restrictions for business travelers and it's restricting us to travel quickly to new areas, new markets, and Europeans and Americans can get there quicker than we can with this visa obstacle, that's of concern to me. And what it is it puts Canadian jobs at risk.
Yeah, and I maybe wasn't clear enough in saying that this $1,000 visa that a Canadian would have to have because of this dispute about the airlines is something Americans, to cite your example, don't require. And that $1,000 could make a difference between not only us getting the job or not, but also the difference, say, between an American company deciding not to invest in Canada because if you're coming out of Canada to go over there and do business, you're going to face this extra cost.
Well, it's not that, but also if I get a lead, let's say, and I need to be there in 24 hours, I've got to have my staff go online, apply for the visa, go to a passport office, get a picture. By that time, my American counterpart in the Northeast or...
Yeah, he's there having dinner with the prospective client.
Yeah, he's all right. And I walk in, the dorky Canadian, sorry, the job's already been let. And so it's a very, very tough time out here for Canadian businesses. And look, I was born in this beautiful country, and I have children and two daughters that we're not going anywhere. But the viability, the competitiveness, and the outlet for our highly specialized services and products are not here at the moment. You know, our economy is...
Well, we're a small country anyway. I mean, you need, if you're going to grow your business, you need to be selling all over the world. That's the reality of the way it works nowadays.
You know, Canada is horizontal Chile. I've always said that.
Yeah, well, that's right. Now, I presume, and I think you're coming from the same place as me, you're not saying we should just sort of throw in the towel and let the Emirates Airlines land anywhere they want
anytime they want.
That we should broker some kind
Absolutely.
Of an agreement.
I mean, these matters of international negotiation are not new to our government or to us as Canadians. It's the way we handle it. It's in what light. And I want to suggest, and I, like I said, I had some very good conversations with both sides in Ottawa, and I am waiting to hear back from the Prime Minister's office. I would like to put together a special envoy of, you know, 4 to 6 individuals that can go quickly, immediately, in confidence with our counterparts in the UAE.
Yeah, no show business, no grandstanding.
No saber rattling and political, agendas. In confidence, without prejudice, confidentiality signed, and I can promise you that within no more than a month, we will have an amenable, fair resolution to present to our Prime Minister for his consideration for the UAE government to consider as well.
Well, I think that's a very constructive way, and I'm so glad that you're not just one of these people that's going into the newspapers and on radio and kind of telling your story and, you know, having everybody feel sorry for Canada and sorry for you and all the rest, but that you're actually constructively trying to do something to help the governments, because they're not perfect either. I congratulate you for that.
Well, you know what? I believe in our people. I believe that we are the smartest, the quickest, and the most well-equipped to compete on the world stage. I truly believe that. And this is the best country in the world to live in.
Oh, you've got that part
period.
Right. And that
period.
Absolutely. I say it all the time, and I think you're so right. Darius Mohsen of Soheil Mohsen, thank you very much for joining us, and good
thank
luck. Keep us posted, because
yes,
if you're needing any help getting behind that idea of yours, we'll keep supporting it. I'll do it in the next few days, but if you want to send us an email or phone, we'll keep everybody posted.
You don't have the Prime Minister's number on speed dial there, do you?
No comment.
Okay,
anyway, thanks a lot, Darius Mohsen, and you're listening to The Live Drive with John Tory on News Talk 1010.
You can listen to John Tory every weekday afternoon from 4 till 7.